last time. I'm Pooch.
You spend most of the year yelling at people, not your friends, you have other friends. So I think you need to make sure you tell people to call in that they're part of the Friendsgiving too.
We don't bring anything. We bring a bag of raw broccoli.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, rough chop. That stuffing is sizzled. So nice to see you, Mrs. Pooch, it's sweet baby. Haven't seen you in so long, sweet baby.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, all just right. Stick around.
Oh, he left.
Left?
I gotta reboil my ziti.
You've left that off this whole time?
Yeah.
This is gonna be some whack ziti. Oh. Do you want to do an icebreaker question, Zach?
Nice. Oh, sure.
If you...
I need a knife!
I'm trying to have conversation starters with our guests.
Since typewriters aren't really in use anymore, you can kind of, like, get away with a lot of stuff.
Bungie, this
they
is
can identify
really
the model,
well.
But they're not gonna know where it came from.
Look, see, you know? They're talking to each other. It's great.
Yeah, you want to know what I'm bringing.
Is it a spaghetti?
Spare tire.
It's a black hole.
You brought a black hole?
Like loose turkey?
Two whole turkeys.
Oh, great.
But then the black hole ate most of them.
Oh, man. Forget it. Okay, Henry and Hero. If you disappeared for 24 hours, where's the first place we should look for you?
Come on.
Turn it down.
Hi, Hero.
Hey, what up?
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, Pooch King.
Yeah, I'll cheers to that.
Yeah,
Annie, stop drinking.
There aren't too many people at this party. I made some empanadas pasteles con coquito, but I left it at home.
No.
So I stopped at McDonald's.
Are there any of those turkey legs on a bucket hat left?
Well, I guess I'm thankful for these delicious quarter pounder meal I just ate.
I'm just doing here with the Amazon delivery.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Who's groaning?
So I'm just getting everything together here. I'm sorry. It's my bad.
I think the ziti's ready. Finally.
Oh, my God. It's so limp. And that's a Bucci adage.
Bucci's Friendsgiving.
I'm thankful for...
I'm going to put some of the game on.
...the loving friendship we have here at Friendsgiving.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Did you call any of your friends?
No, you said you were going to have your friends come. And I didn't want our friends to mix because of the last time.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
I'm Bucci, sorry. A couple more slices.
Oh, I did that mid-slice. Half that slice is just sitting there in the slicer. All right, hold on. I gotta get my chairs all ready. There we go. Man, what does it mean when your hands can't stop shaking? It's a rhetorical question. All right, yeah, it's Bucci. I don't know where my bed music went.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
I think the bed music might be in the mail. This sounds so lonely here. It's just very lonely without this bed music. We'll fix that. All right. Can of... Actually, nothing. That is just the sound. The sound of a can cracking there. I always keep that sound with me. You know, it comes in very handy, usually at parties. Like at parties when I go into a bathroom to fix my hair for like 20 minutes. And people start like banging on the door. Bucci, what are you doing in there? Seeing if I'm okay. So I just play that sound. And then I say, oh yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, yeah, I'm just drinking in here. I love drinking. Hold on, let me open another can of beer. Ah! And then I make like gulping noises. Gulp, 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 see, I'm fine. Gulp, gulp, gulp. I'll be out in a minute. And that usually satisfies them for a while. and I can go back to smoothing and fixing and teasing and fluffing my hair, wetting my hands, saying, come on, come on, come on, behave, come on, just stay up. I will kill you if you don't behave. You want me to shave you? I will shave you. Bucci! Just another beer. Whoa, man. So anyway, I don't have a real beverage right now for reasons I will go into it in a bit. So welcome back from Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had their cousin arrested for reckless endangerment this year. I know I did. That was a fun time for old Bucci. You know, he was endangering people recklessly, not even like with any sort of, goal in mind, just willy-nilly endangering. And so I had to call it in, had to call the cops, and then everyone else in the family called me a rat, because there's one thing that you don't do in the Bucci household is rat.
All right. What? Nice job.
No, it's a bad job. That's bad job to rat. Nice job to not. Anyway, so they kind of abandoned me on Thanksgiving. I eat my dinner in the car, just driving around the empty streets of Providence with it on my lap. The silence, which was sort of like this silence, actually. And then every once in a while, that was great. Oh, that was fun.
Ah.
I really hate that drop. So, anyway, that's over. It's done. Okay? And now we begin. The holiday season begins. And while I really don't want to devote my... I just don't want to devote this whole month to the friggin' holidays. Nobody wants that. I don't want that. But I do want to kick it off in like a fun way. And let me just get into this real quick. Growing up in the Bucci household, or Booch hold, as people are already calling it, we had advent calendars. That's what we had. That was like on December 1st, the advent calendar would appear. Most times it's like a big card with 24 like doors that pop out every day for everyone for every day in December until Christmas Eve. And you know, they're usually shaped like a gingerbread house or a book or Santa. That was a big one. Santa with like all the doors and Santa's beard. And my friend Steve had that one, which I coveted. And anyway, every day you open a door, and behind every door is a little treat, a little candy or toy, some bauble or trifle. And for the Bucci's, being... good Catholics.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
That's enough. We were very good Catholics. Very good Catholics. So for us, it wasn't so, it was serious. It was usually shaped like our Advent calendar was shaped like a religious icon of some sort, like a church or a God's beard, which was just the Santa one. But my mom ripped his hat off, and she said, "That's God." Or one very memorable month, we had the word. It was just the word Catholic, big, big letters, and it was just full of doors, more than 24. We were opening that one for months, and behind every door, it was the same thing. Every door, you open the door, and there was like a little dime bag of communion wine there waiting for you. And at the end of the time, like 3 months later, we had like a glass. And we all shared it. Three long straws, baby. But usually, like these days, you know, it's not a religious thing anymore. Everyone does it. It's factually, it's in the zeitgeist. Literally. Brands like Sephora, Anthropology, Zara, Macy's, they all do one now. They all do something in their own little way. They little bottles of fragrance. that smell like a drugstore candle, really terrible, like apple pumpkin cheesecake, or little sachets of skin cream. Lego. I know Lego has one with all the little Lego people in them. You open it up, they're like, hello, hello, hello. Anyway, etc. And I always thought, actually, that WFMU should have one. I think that would be a good little bit of swag. I pitched it to Ken, and he said, yeah, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, but we should do it with real houses and real doors. And I was confused by that, and then I realized he just wanted to use the calendar as an excuse to break into 24 houses, which is not the spirit of the Advent. So I had to hide his ski mask and crowbar to prevent him. But I said, Ken, we need a paper one with gifts. We can't be going out into the Jersey City and breaking into houses and seeing what's in them. Is that a Bucci adage? No. I thought it was. So anyway, we do it every year. It's a little bit of a tradition. And this year, I wanted to do it on the show because it is so central to the Bucci holiday experience, even though I've never mentioned it on the air or referenced it in any way. But we're going to do it this year. This year, we're going to mention it a bunch of times. So what we're going to do is the
Bucci's Boochvent calendar.
Well, I guess the drop explained it to you anyway. I have the Advent calendar here. I have it right here. It's shaped like Toddophonic Todd's head for some reason. That was a printing error. I don't know how that happened, actually. But I stuck one of my bucket hats on it, and so it's close enough. And I don't want to put any toys in it. Choking hazard, and I know you people put everything you see in your mouths, so that's out, and no candy for the same reason. So what is it? That's what I was thinking. What is it? What's something I can, what's something I have a ton of? People in the chat are saying chutzpah. Well, that's true, but no, it's not chutzpah. What I have a lot of is deli meats. Because I got this job, Katz's Deli, and they've given me access to meats, major access to meats. And I'm not supposed to really take any of it, but pff, what do they know?
Ooh,
I'm so scared. So I have a lot of this meat just moldering in my condo. So I said, well, I have a bunch, so I'm going to shove them. Why don't I just shove it into the calendar? And there's only four doors for Bucci shows in December. There's no point of having 24 of them. So let's just get it. Let's just start it. This is going to be fun.
Bucci, promise.
Let me get it. All right. And opening the first door. What do we have here? Oh, it's a nice little slice of turkey.
Hello, Bucci.
Hello, turkey. Do you have a holiday message for us?
I sure do. Today's message is, do one small kind thing today. It makes a whole month brighter.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, Jesus is God.
Okay, let's not get into the religious stuff. Let's just go stick to the fun stuff. Okay? Do you have any fun facts about turkey?
I sure do.
What is it?
Turkey is an excellent source of protein.
See, there you go.
As is Jesus.
That's okay. That's enough, piece of turkey. If you can still, let's just stay secular, okay? You know what? I'm going to eat you because you can't stay secular.
That's what I'm here for.
Gulp.
Gone. All right. So I'll open another one of those next week. That'll be fun. So, with that out of the way, let's get into the show proper. I don't know where you are in the world. It's very cold, very miserable out today. Maybe it is by you as well. Rainy and cold and dreary, and it stays like this that I just want to curl up with a pair of sweatpants in my arms, put on the Bulls game, just nestle into the corner of the couch and with a big old can of Guinness. That's the crack. See, that's why I was holding back. Guinness, that black nectar. Nectar. Which is a Guinness.
Adage.
Nothing like a pint of Guinness. Is there things better than it, but there's nothing quite like it. And this is in a can, so it's not the ideal way of drinking it, but hey, still works. But there's no pint glasses at WFMU. It's just a bunch of 16-ounce mugs. You know, I don't know how many times you've poured a pint of Guinness or seen it being done in a bar of your choice, but the perfect pint is a beautiful thing. Different than a perfect pint of Miller Lite, it's that Guinness really is it's its own beautiful thing. I won't go so far as to say a work of art, but I will say it's a work of something that's close to art, but not quite art. Kind of like the movies of... I can't think of a name of a director right now. Anyway, so Guinness is, you know, just perfect. It's got that warm brownness in the body. You can't even see through it. And then it culminating in that perfect creamy off-white foamy head. Bucci's been pouring pints since he was 38. But it's tough. There are a lot of rules, you know? You have to have a flat bottom glass. You have to, that, you know, that allows the nitrogen gas, the gas in the can to escape. That's they put a food grade nitrogen that's added during the kegging process to create this, you know, this smooth, helps create the smooth head of the beer. And, you know, so you have to have the right kind of glass. You got to have the right kind of pour at the 45-degree angle. You got to have all sorts of things. And all sorts of things can go wrong. You could pour too fast. You could pour too slow. You cannot pour at all, which is the worst thing you could possibly do to a can of Guinness.
Smooth,
but not as smooth as Guinness. I kind of want to stop saying Guinness. So anyway, there's all sorts of rules. Oh, many rules. But if you do it right and you put it to your lips and you just, you slowly take that first sip, you know, and you feel the foam coat your top lip and you can feel the beer itself breaking through the cream and its smoothness, no bite, just smooth goes right down. I'm going to be careful here with the FCC. I can only describe the joys of drinking Guinness in so many terms. But I admit, a lot of people botch it. I've botched it. They call it a Bucci botch. Is there a drop? No. So this week, I wanted to say, look, you know, why don't we try that? So what I did today, and I can't teach you. This is one of these things that I can't teach. Because I'm a rube. You know, in these matters, you know, relatively speaking. So I did today, I invited an expert Guinness bartender here. He's an expert in pulling the pints. His name's Michael Shelley, no relation to the WFMU DJ. And he is going to take us through, he's going to do a crash course in pouring the perfect pint, PPP. So what we're going to do is, you think it's easy, I want you to call up and pull a pint in front of God and everyone, and we'll see how you do. And our expert here, Michael Shelley, will, you know, see how he does, see how we do. Talk us through it, give us notes, stuff like that. I hope we get a lot of nice, and even if you, by the way, even if you don't drink, that's fine. First off, you don't need to drink the beer. You can just pour it into the alley. Or we can have all sorts of, we can have some sort of alternative, you know, like a non-alcoholic Guinness, which they make. That's after the break. My goodness, it's Guinness. Let's sit back and drink a nice big glass of it.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
pour a perfect pint of Guinness.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
There's that bed music that I love. That was UB40 with red wine. I'm sorry. I thought the second verse of that song was about Guinness. Brown Guinness. I'll put nothing past UB40. Nothing. Actually, you know what? I didn't know if you know this is that was a Neil Diamond song. And originally it was about the problems of wine, and then UB40 turned it into like a fun little song about drinking a nice glass of Chard. Okay. So what are we doing? Today, we are pouring the perfect pint of Guinness. We have our special master pint pourer, Michael Shelley, no relation to the WFMU DJ, who is not going to talk unless I point at him. And Mr. Shelley has mastered the technical process of the pour, which includes getting the proper temperature and a clean glass, I imagine, that doesn't have any microbes in it, the pressure of the nozzle that you're pouring from, pouring technique. So call up 201-209-9368 and see if you can pour a perfect pint in front of all of us. And like I said, I don't want to, you're like, I can hear you, Bucci, I don't drink, I'll never drink. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, like I said, we have the non-alcoholic Guinness. We also have, like, water. Pour a perfect pint of water, which is probably admittedly easier. Or perfect pint of Coke that we have used an immersion blender to create a froth in. Anyway, there are all lots of things if you don't, and again, you don't have to drink it. Just give it to Bucci. That reminds me. Let me take a nice few more, like 16 more sips. Oh, okay. Colleague Chabuch.
Hey, well, the first thing I wanted to talk about with this Guinness is that those people over in England drink it warm, which is, like, to me, it's kind of weird.
Who is this again?
This is Jeff.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty good.
So your point...
I like Guinness.
Yeah. So your point was they're drinking that thing warm over there.
Yeah, apparently in England they don't have ice.
I don't know why, but they don't have any ice over there. What I think
so
it might be
wrong.
Is the cold can dull the taste of the alcohol, and especially with your stouts. I think that if you do it cold, it's supposed to be like a bathtub that your mouth sinks into, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it probably should be dulled. I don't know. We're Americans, and we want things dulled.
That's true. I mean, we can't, but you know what? Today, our master brewer is going to, he's going to be a stickler. We're not going to keep this thing too cold, you know, if that's okay with you. And you don't have to drink this thing, Jeff.
Okay. Okay. Also, there's the thing that you do with the Guinness spoons, the little spoons that have that little ridge that hang over the glass. Those are loads of fun.
I've never heard. Michael Shell, have you heard about this spoon? He's shaking his head. No. What is it?
Well, if you make a thing like a black and tan where it's half and half of Guinness and the other thing that I forget what else you put in there.
Nitrogen.
Then it disperses the Guinness, and the Guinness will, like, float on top.
Oh, I see. You're talking about, like, it's like an aerolator, I think it's called. Like a little ball, like the little ball. Is that what you're talking about? But it's a spoon?
It's actually just a spoon.
So
and
you're
like
stirring it?
The Guinness hits the spoon, and it disperses it. So that you get the two layers. I forget, it's two different beers together, okay. But the Guinness sits on top. Fun fact, Guinness would float on a Bud Light.
What do you mean? Like the can it would? The can?
No, if you poured half a pint of Bud Light and then you poured Guinness on the top, it would float on top.
Oh, interesting.
Like, so Guinness is actually lighter. Is it? It's very light, even though people think of the dark color.
Well, I want to...
It's heavy and thick,
I agree with you, Jeff. I want to break that thought that people think, like, oh, it's heavy. I'm watching my weight. You know, it's holiday time. I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to get too big. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But it is more healthy. It's better for you than a Bud Light. It's almost like a breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a couple more slugs anymore. Okay, so Jeff, are you ready to pour a pint? We have a glass, and you have...
I'm super ready.
All right. You know what you're doing first? What's your first step?
My first step is I'm going to chill the glass.
No.
I like to spin it in some flaked ice.
No,
I don't
no.
like to pour it into a warm or room temperature
no,
glass.
No, I want you to be the opposite, that you're supposed to be. It's going to be a room temperature. Well, I guess you're drinking it. All right. So let's try it. All right. Let's try.
Well, I mean, I could defer to your judgment and try it warm. I know it's like it's just so weird how everything's warm over there.
Okay.
I don't know what it is with the people over in Europe.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So let's start pouring. Okay, Jeff, stop stalling. Your hands are shaking.
Okay.
I can see how nervous you are. All right. All right, so Professor Shelley, how are you doing? How is it going?
Gently, gently.
He's telling you to gently pour it. You're
gently.
Pouring too far. All right.
Gently.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get it onto the side so it kind of goes down the side
gently.
And not just creating
gently.
A bunch of foam. Although I like to have like maybe a quarter inch.
All right,
of
now
foam
we
got to
stop. We got to. Well, you've done. We've got to stop. Now we got to wait for it to settle. You got to wait for that all the bubbles to you know, they kind of surge up from the top. You know, 30 million bubbles apparently, and
then you stick your knuckles in the foam
wrong.
And it makes some kind of design.
No, you
like
do that at the end. Yeah, the only design I want to have is your index finger or your lips. Put your lips into the design of this top of this foam. All right. We gotta pour some more.
I like to get like when I drink it just the right way, I get a little foam mustache, and I
foamier.
Find the ladies really
foamier.
Like that.
Foamier.
Foamier.
Too foamy. You mucked it right up.
Foamier. All right, and we're done. All right, Mr. Shelley, let's look at the pint. Is it good?
Oh yes. That's a proper pint.
Hey, he liked it. He was a good pint. Have a nice
Can you
sip.
Give it to me like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Scale of 1 to 10? Ooh, he's given a 1, and I won't tell you which finger he's using to indicate that as well. So, Jeff.
Maybe 1's the best.
Yeah, maybe 1's the best. Well, you are number 1. Anyway, take that Guinness home and share it with your family. Thanks, Jeff. 201-209-9368. I got to take my ski mask off. I've been doing this whole show with a ski mask. It's so cold outside. Thank you, Professor Shelley, so much for trying. Let me try a little pour now while we're waiting for other people. All right.
Slow down, mate. Not so fast.
Okay, sorry.
Pour it gently.
This is a really big pint glass. So?
This pint sucks.
Oh, the pint sucks.
Too foamy.
I'm gonna drink it anyway. Oh, that's can number one. Oh, Boochie. Caller, you got your Booch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey. Who's this?
I love Guinness. It's my favorite beer of all time.
Oh, it's very good, right? Is it
delish?
Yes. So, what's your name? I need to
Calvin.
Calvin?
Calvin.
Okay, Calvin. So what do you like about Guinness? You just like the smoothness, or do you like the aesthetics of it, or do you like, what do you like about it?
All the above. I just inhale it. I smell it first after I have a good pour. And I agree. I've been to Europe and England a lot, and I do drink it warm over there, and I do drink it warm in the USA. So if I go to a supermarket and it's only cold, I will buy it and let it sit on my counter.
Sit on it and let it warm up. And you notice the difference, right? There's no coldness getting between you and the taste.
Exactly. I think that the chilled, it's like that Coors Light nonsense, you know, frost brewed. What is that about? I mean, if you want to, you know, infect your taste buds and dumb them down, put the Guinness in the freezer for all I care. But no, it's got to be drunk warm.
Okay.
I have a quick tidbit. I was watching.
Are you going to tell me what the spoon, too?
I was watching a documentary on Guinness maybe about 15 years ago. The numbers might have changed, but in the documentary, this guy was giving a tour of the Guinness factory to the documentary team. And
yes.
He said Guinness brews 3 million liters of Guinness a day, and 1 million of those liters get exported around the world, and 2 million stay in Ireland.
Okay.
I thought that was a brilliant statistic. What do you think of that?
That's great. I don't like when a brewer starts bragging about how many, you know, how much they brew, though. I like them to be more modest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, I brew 3 million. But, like, you know what? Why don't you just let the work speak for yourself? Sorry, I went off on a tirade there. All right, so how much experience are you in pulling the perfect pint?
Pretty
Calvin.
Good, I think. Yeah, when I do get it in the can, I like it in the can, actually.
Yeah, well, it's
and
a different art.
I filled the glass a little. Again, it's warm, and I pour it nice and slowly so the widget has the time to expand and infect the brew with the whatever's going in there, the nitrogen or whatever.
Yeah,
I think
nitrogen.
I'm okay. I don't know if anybody hire me as a bartender, but
we're going to try it out right now. You're going to pour it right in front of us, and my expert guest, don't talk, Michael Shelley, no relation, will judge you. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
And we could do why don't we do a can, since that's what you're more comfortable with. How about that, Calvin?
Yeah, I want to hear the snap of the top being open, yeah.
Okay, great.
Tilt the glass, maybe.
All right,
45
so we're
degrees.
Failing. You got the 45-degree angle. I like that angle you got there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you go, and now just slow, straighten that thing out.
Right.
Slowly.
Gently. Get it upright.
Gently.
Yeah, as you're
gently.
Coming towards the
yes,
end of the
gently.
Pour, start to
gently.
Turn it upright.
That's what I'm saying. Gently. Oh, foamier.
Foamier.
I'm loving it.
So now we're going to let it settle, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
While we let it settle, we can just, that's the thing about these Guinness, it takes a while. It's supposed to take like 180 seconds to pour a pint rather than just like a Bud Light where you're just doing it in 2 seconds, right? You can relax and contemplate the brownness of the ale and maybe should I be drinking? It's only 8 in the morning. Yeah, it's Guinness. It doesn't really count. Okay, so let's do some more pouring.
Creamy. I can hear it. Just how I likes it.
Oh.
Good foam head.
It has a good foam head. Why don't you take a sip there? Reward yourself there, Calvin. Whoa, you drank that whole thing. You know what you did? You did that thing where they split the G's. You know what the split the G is? Have you heard about this?
No, but I drank it with the straw. But what's split the G's?
So the idea is you take the thing and you drink it. One slug all the way to the middle of the G on the glass that says Guinness, the Brent Guinness bending glass, and you do it all the way to the half, and that's splitting the G's.
Well, you mentioned Bud
argue.
Light. If I went to
what's
a party and all there was Bud Light
is.
There, and you
I
mentioned slow
Bud
pouring
Light.
And savoring, what I would do, I would get a can opener, put a hole in the bottom, put it up to my mouth, then flip the top open. That's how I would drink a Bud Light. I would never drink a Guinness like that.
Okay.
That's a proper
it's
pint.
Condescending
it is proper.
To a Guinness.
Okay, well, Calvin, I'm really glad you did a really great job. Why don't you take that and give it to your family?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Love the show. Have a good one.
Beer talk. This isn't beer talk, right? We're not going to talk about IPAs. That's not the, you know. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, Bucci?
No. Who's this?
It's Double G. Bucci.
Oh, hey, it's Downtown Double G. Double G. Do you, I'm gonna house this, this other can. Give me a sec, okay?
Yeah, pound the bat, Bobby.
That's two. Do you like Guinness?
Yeah, I subscribe too. To the Guinness, you know, thing.
Magazine? Do you just subscribe to Guinness Magazine?
It's not a magazine, it's a zine, it's just a regular zine.
I see. And it has a centerfold in it?
I mean, yeah, it's just like a long bottle.
Let me guess, you know? Read the articles on Guinness Magazine, right?
Yeah, no, right? I actually sponsored the classifieds in Guinness Magazine.
Sure. Well, that's whatever you do. So you've poured it, or you've just had it poured for you. You've never actually done it.
I've poured it a couple of times.
Okay. And how did that turn out? Did you have one of those heads, or it's too watery, or you didn't get that perfect dome? Just that little embryo of foam right above the rim of the glass. Bucci.
Oh, you talking my language, Bucci.
I don't think so.
No, I just put my head, like the bartender wasn't looking, so I just put my head underneath the tap.
Was your head at a, as long as your head is at a 45 degree angle, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I didn't see how it turned out, but it felt great.
Okay. And we're not going to use these Guinness branded glasses anymore. There's too much. Throw those glasses away. He brought all these glasses. We're going to use the Bucci branded glass, which
is that leaded glass?
Is it leaded glass? I don't know. It's pretty heavy, so I guess it's leaded. So it's 17 pounds. Is that how much a pint glass should weigh?
It's standard, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to, why don't you, you're all talk, obviously. Why don't we try pulling a pint, as they say
pull a pint.
France. All right, let's pour, okay?
Is it,
you gotta
this one
watch
right
this guy. He's gonna screw it up. All right, pour. Yeah. Pour.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right there.
Ooh. No, don't make any noise. Just let it.
No. Stop. You're killing it.
Oh, you have to stop. You're killing the Guinness. Just let it settle for a little bit.
I'm letting it settle. I'm letting it settle.
Yeah, you're just so eager. You know, let's just settle while I drink another. Take another little.
Yeah, but you whistle.
That's a wet whistle. All right, let's do some more pouring.
All right, okay. Can I get another glass? Good, clean glass.
No, please? You have to. You're stuck with this glass.
All right. Because the residue is going to really mess it. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. All right, what do you think there, sir?
Creamy. Just how I likes it.
You know, you did a good job. It's nice and creamy for the professor, mm-hmm. which is not a Bucci age. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So why don't you take a nice little sip there, Double G?
Right here?
Yes. What are you going to sip? You're going to sip the thin air? Sip the pint.
Okay.
All right. Oh, that's really great.
That was too much. I'm sorry.
You know what? You got the perfect. You got about 2 centimeters of thickness on that foam, which I think is standard. I think that's what you're going for. So whatever you did, you kind of looks like you were doing everything wrong, but you are actually doing everything right, you know? Kind of like Rothko, you know? You're like, oh, I could do that. But you're just like, you got the expertise, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a living, you know?
It is a living. All right, go back to looking at those magazines, that Guinness magazine.
I'll send you a copy, Booch.
Yeah, please. Send me 2. One for home and one for the car. 201-209-9368. We're pulling pints of Guinness.
Gently. Gently. Foamier. Foamier. Gently. Foamier. Gently. Gently. Foamier. Foamia, 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 too foamy.
Oh, sorry.
You mucked it right up.
Sorry. All right. Now, the professor wants to measure the head to make sure it's 2 centimeters. All right, measure it. Not bad. I'm not going to tell you how many centimeters it is. You're just going to have to imagine how many centimeters it is. Call it, you got Shabooch.
Hello.
Ah! Who's this?
Phil. I'm calling from California.
Oh, hey, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to share a little bit.
I hope you can fill this pint glass full of Guinness.
Whack.
All right, go ahead. What were you saying?
I wanted to share a little info about Guinness. I was 13 years ago at the Guinness Brewery.
How many years?
Dublin.
How many years ago?
Oh, 13 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, got it.
Dublin. And, you know, at the end of the tour, we got some nice glasses of Guinness, and it was delicious, and it was not warm. It was not ice cold. It was cool. So I don't know why people keep thinking it's warm, as if they, like, heat it up over the stove or something.
No, I think they just mean room temperature when they say warm. It's not, like, warm like a soup or anything like that.
Right. So room temperature in Ireland is pretty cool. So
right,
know,
they got those, like, those rooms are friggin' cold. I know.
Yeah.
I spent a whole summer in a schoolhouse, an abandoned schoolhouse in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm sorry, Phil. So, what have your experience with pouring pints? Do you like a nice pint? You got a flat bottom glasses just lined up on your dining room table waiting to be filled with
no
Guinness. No. Okay.
No.
So you're
you know
not
what
a
my favorite. My favorite stout is Samuel Smith's oatmeal stout, and I recommend that to anybody who likes Guinness. It's awesome.
And how thick of the foam head do they have to put on a oatmeal stout? How much foam is that?
I don't know. I've never had it poured. I've only had it in a bottle.
Okay.
I bought it in the stores.
All right. Yeah, all right. So that's something different. Let's try. This is more of an art. You know, that is more, you know, that's just utilitarian pour. Let's try to do a little bit of, let's do an art.
Yeah, I think you need to have enough of a head to be able to draw a face, a smiley face on top. And that's all that really matters.
Yeah, or like the imprint of your own lips. Nice little kissy
sure.
lips. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's start pouring, buddy.
All right, let's do it.
Gently. Slow down, mate. Not so fast.
Not so fast there.
Pour gently. Foamier, foamier, foamier. Away from the Guinness. I need to measure the foam head. That's a proper pint.
Oh,
great radio.
Thank you. It is great radio. And you just pulled a perfect pint there, son.
I knew I could do it. My first try, too.
Yeah, there you go. So now you can have something to show. Maybe you should get all your children or your loved ones, just get them a nice pint of full pint of Guinness and wrap it up into a nice
good.
Package and then give it to them.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
Sounds great. It is good radio. I feel like he was, we just lost a call. Look, I know it's intimidating, but we can all do it. We've had basically a lot of success. I'm drinking another glass. Oh, that's 4. Baby. Bub, 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 Bucci. Call you a Bucci. Call you a Bucci. Who's this?
Ready?
Who's this?
It's Andrew.
Oh, hey, Andrew.
Yeah, I Andrew actually is one of a handful of things that I am actually professionally trained.
Oh, really? You're a professionally trained
Guinness pourer. No, I was a bartender for years.
Okay. You've seen the best and seen the worst.
Yeah, you definitely.
And what's your technique?
I don't know about the best,
but
I've definitely seen the worst.
Right, and where it's just like they just pull it up, pour it upside down, just turn the thing out full pressure right into the glass like an animal, right?
No, I mean, I guess when I'm busy. But the thing is, the way you're supposed to do it, at least, the woman who trained me was she was English and Irish. She was half half.
Yeah,
the accent.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I feel like that.
So you feel like you got the right, and you're pouring the full pint because they're different size glasses and everything. So you're pulling the big foam pint, right? The big one.
Yes, a pint. I think the pint is the same in the UK as it is here. I'm not sure. I'm not legal.
Well, now again, when I was spending, my recent wife, Mrs. Bucci, and I were in Ireland when I was living in that schoolhouse, and I would get a whole pint when I ordered a Guinness, and then she was given this shorter pint, like a Lady Guinness. It was very she got very upset about that. So she just drank seven of those.
Yeah, I see that. She wouldn't like that kind of sex.
All right, sir. Yeah. So I think because you're such an expert, we're going to throw you a little curveball. I'm going to add some pub ambience in there. So, you know, so you really have to focus on this thing, okay? Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, it's okay. The only thing that's going to take a little time is the way I was trying to do it is you just put it straight in, you pour it down, and then you let it sit. That whole 180 seconds, it sort of sediments. And I personally wouldn't think you want to drink that kind of sediment. That doesn't sound like something funny. Yeah,
right. Okay. So why don't you start? Let's start a pouring, okay, sir?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Yes, sir.
Do-do. Pouring. Good. Good.
Good foam head.
That's a good foam head. You're really doing a good job. And done. Nice. Yes. Dr. Shelley, what do you think?
Foamier.
It needs to be foamier.
Magic.
All right, sorry. It needed to be foamier. It seems like you did, you know, I think it's fine, but, you know,
he's an
expert.
Proper. Being I haven't done in years.
I think the ambience of the bar kind of can throw people just because it's, you know, it stresses you out, right? Trigger warning.
I can't believe it.
All right, sir. Thanks so much for messing that pint up. I was being very nice to him, but, he was pouring Coke into that thing. Might as well. So flat and brown. That's five.
Oh, yes. That's a proper pint.
You said something there, Michael Shelley. Caller, you got your booch. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. It's Tom from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Oh, hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. How are you? I think I know this Tom, don't I?
I think we met a couple times.
Yeah.
I went down to my cellar and got my can of Guinness here.
Oh, you're going to do it. All right.
I measured the temperature. It's around 60 degrees. I think that's proper, right?
You think that's about, I mean, I don't know. This is the whole thing. This has been brought up all hour, you know, where we're just like, you know, like talking about what the temperature of this beer is supposed to be. But I think 60 sounds about right.
Yeah. Ready. We ready? Gonna open it up right now?
Yeah. Do you have a glass ready, obviously?
Yeah, I got a glass.
Okay.
Glass ready.
All right.
Hold on.
Let's do it. All right.
Did you get that?
I do. I got it.
Okay.
And let's do a little pour.
45 degrees.
All right. And you're going to stop right at the logo, right?
I don't have a Guinness glass. I'm sorry.
All right, but stop. You gotta stop. Well, stop right there. Stop right there.
Okay.
All right, now let it settle. Watch all that nitrogen pushing all the,
oh,
the nitrogen
man.
Bubbles
that
pushing.
That little plastic thing, man. It really gives it the bubble.
Yeah. It's just like pushing it up, and that forms the foam head, the FH.
Yeah.
All right, let's get pouring again.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's not fall in love with this pint glass. Okay, and what do you say?
Yes, that's a proper pint.
That's a proper pint. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Tom. All right, so share that with your partner. You have two straws.
Cheers.
Cheers. Man, that's friggin' Thanksgiving. I have this cousin, he's the one, you know, going out in the middle of the street, swinging a shovel above his head with his eyes closed, and then I'm the bad guy for calling in like some. Oh, maybe I don't want maybe I don't want my Honda smashed up with a shovel, you know. What is that? Six, seven, something. Call a shovel out your brush.
Bucci.
Oh, should have gone with one. Caller, who is this?
Oh, this is Zach Amaka.
Oh, hey, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. I'm glad.
You know, I really enjoyed coming to the Friendsgiving last week.
Yes, we loved having you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what you like a nice pint there, bud?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, who doesn't? I had an old friend that turned me on.
Yeah! Okay, well, why don't you just pour it? Pour.
There we go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Dump it out, right?
Yeah, pour that, baby!
Oh, yeah! All right, can I drink it now? Can I
tell
you?
No, you're not done. You're going to keep going.
Gently
and foamier.
You
show
watch it right up. Bad foam head.
That's a bad foam head, buddy. You did a bad job.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Real terrible. Now you're going to have to live with
I just drink
that.
It from the can usually.
You're going to have to live with that pint for the rest of your life. Whenever you're feeling good about yourself, just look at that pint and go, well, I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Every day, Bucci.
All right.
Day.
Really great hair from you. What's his name? Mike? Steve? I forgot his name. How's it about you, Booch?
Booch?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is Kevin from Jersey City.
Oh. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? I slipped off my chair.
I brought a can with you today, actually, because I have a bit of an unconventional way that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Well, so, you know, the Guinness website recommends that you pour it at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, what am I going to believe in, a website? You're doing about art, man. Well, you can't go to a website and tell you about art, you know, like...
Well, I think the website...
Oh, I'm going
to
Google
tell you to do 45,
art. How to do art, right? You can't do that.
No, you can't.
All right,
I've
got to let you go. Oh, let's pour another one of these pints. Pour. Call Shkabooch.
Yo, Boosh.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's that? Turn off.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Boosh.
Yeah, all right. What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on,
oh,
bro?
Oh, my God. Stop. Just pour the pint. All right.
You're a genius.
Gently.
I mean.
Gently.
I can't.
Gently.
Foamia.
How much good things you make in my life.
Foamia.
Every week I wait
Gently.
For you.
Foamia.
All right, and we're done.
No. No. Stop. Please stop, mate.
I'm fine. Up next, Jesse Jarno with his show. You're not doing Micah's show, right? You're doing...
Sort of.
All right.
Doing some mind control.
All right. I love Micah. Michael, whatever his name is. All right, one more crack. Oh, man, you've been... I'm going to be sick. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockin' County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? Oh, one more. You, Ducci. You, Ducci. You, Ducci.
Did you ever see a girl? Bang, bang.